The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The following segment is from The Look Ahead on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Aaron Rodgers is hosting Jeopardy this week, so we got a little inspired and we thought we would do a Jeopardy episode. And it was actually your idea, RJ, to do a Jeopardy episode, which I was 100% on board with. And then over the Slack chat, you basically were like, what's Jeopardy? You had never seen an episode of Jeopardy before this week.
So there's a confluence of emotions happening for me here. Number one, you've kind of added me as this like super basic person, right? Like, because I'm just like, what's the cool thing? Let's do the cool thing, right? Like, so right now, Aaron Rodgers hosting Jeopardy is the cool thing. You're right. I had, prior to Monday, I had never seen an episode of Jeopardy.
This team will make the playoffs after watching the postseason on the couch in 2020.
Stats, I'm sorry that I have to do this to you, but again, it is my job to make things all about the Dallas Cowboys. And so therefore, who are the Dallas Cowboys? I think, objectively speaking, of all non-playoff teams last year, they are the best candidate to return, especially when you factor in the quality of their division.
I was going to disagree with you, but the division is a key. They play in the weaker conference by far. I know that their defense has problems, but Dak is coming back. He was rolling before he went out with the injury. That's a solid pick by you. I can't disagree, although I did not pick the Dallas Cowboys. You know, the rumor is that Jerry is enamored with Kyle Pitts. How would you feel about that?
If the Cowboys took him?
Yep.
Honestly, like, this is a real thing here. If Kyle Pitts is on the board and the Cowboys don't take him, they're stupid. There's no possible. We've been talking about this at Blogging the Boys. Shows how much you listen, Stats. He is without question the best possible player on their board. If he falls, if he's on the board at 10, if he's naturally there with their pick at 10 overall, there is nobody who is conceivably going to be better than him. And so you don't. I don't believe you pick a defensive player just because you say, well, we need defensive help. I mean, you lean into the best player available strategy. Had the Cowboys, you know, focused on an area of need last year with the 17th overall pick, they would have taken Kalyvon Chaisson, the Jacksonville Jaguars edge rusher, instead of CeeDee Lamb. And so, like, you take the future Hall of Famer. You figure it out. You make it work. But you don't deny the talent in the name of need.
Wow. I'm stunned to hear you say that. I don't know if I agree with you on that, especially at tight end. You know, like, he's a tight end. George Kittle's awesome. And the 49ers have lost double-digit games more often than not with George Kittle. Like, how much do they really help, especially when your offense is stacked like the Cowboys?
I'll say this, and I don't want to, like, venture too deep into Cowboys weeds, but the Cowboys, when they drafted CeeDee Lamb, the immediate, you know, kind of cry from people was, okay, never abandon 11 personnel, right? Like, just because now you have three wide receivers that are amazing. Well, if you draft Kyle Pitts, all of a sudden 12 personnel is available to you because you can utilize him. They found Dalton Schultz to be a legitimate tight end last year. Blake Jarwin tore his ACL week one, so they have options there. Dalton Schultz, for what it's worth, is in a contract here, and so is Michael Gallup. And that's the biggest kind of domino effect here. If you draft Kyle Pitts, suddenly your kind of time frame of your offensive nucleus is very different outside of Dak Prescott, and you need it to be. And so, like, we as Cowboys fans, we're petitioning the team. If you draft Kyle Pitts, trade Michael Gallup. I mean, you know, in a hypothetical, trade him to the Baltimore Ravens, right, who came up empty in free agency. They hold the 58th overall pick. The Cowboys already hold the 44th overall pick. So, like, my dream scenario is Kyle Pitts falls to the Cowboys at 10. They move Michael Gallup to Baltimore for the 58th overall pick. Caleb Farley is falling because of the medical situation involving his back surgery. The Cowboys take 44 and 58 and jump back late into the first round, walk away still with a legitimate starting premium cornerback, albeit with a bit of a question mark. And that way, you know, you kind of get the best of both worlds. And Michael Gallup gets an opportunity to shine elsewhere.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.